All Eyes on Fishing with Mitch Peterson, Josh Sheldon, and Brad Qualley, leading you to the next level.
Hey everybody, welcome back to All Eyes on Fishing. Tonight, we're going to focus on a question that came in from, and we've never done this, but Steve V. I'm not going to say his whole last name because I don't know if he wants to be anonymous.
He wants to get called out.
But Steve V, I don't know why. We have a lot of them that come in. And I read this one. You guys looked at it. You're like, that's it. I don't know why this one's just a good one. So it's a short email, but I'm going to read it. And Steve, I apologize. Now I can't help but poking fun a little bit. But we're also going to answer your question. That's just what we do. We rip on each other. I don't know if we're going to rip on you or not, but just in case. We love you, Steve.
Throwing out a warning.
So anyway, it's pretty short. It goes, I was listening to your Cranks podcast talking about flicker sheds. Good job listening to that, Steve. Really enjoyed it. Thanks again. Dollar for dollar, I don't think they're one of the best bargains out there. Okay. Anyway. So then we're going to go on to, he says, I'd never caught one fish on one of them, but I'm still learning. And generally speaking, I'm not a great troller. Okay, so that's why he's not real happy with them, because he hasn't caught any fish on them yet. I understand that, right? So it says, my question for you and the guys pertaining to crankbaits, swivel or no swivel, snap or no snap, snap with a swivel or not. I'm thinking to myself, holy moly. But also, pretty much only run ball-bearing swivels on everything. Do you think that it's really worth the extra cost versus normal barrel swivels? Thanks for your help for you guys. If you've given me AOF is my favorite fishing podcast. Should be everybody's. Thank you, Steve V. And hopefully my question makes the next podcast. But even if it doesn't, I look forward to your answer. So, Steve, I love that one because, first of all, really? Flickers? Not one? Well, I know why. After reading this, this is like the fourth time I read it. Because you're running a swivel.
Well, first we thought,
you
know, maybe
Steve, I'm messing with you.
Maybe he doesn't have any hooks. Maybe he took the hooks off, yeah. And that's why.
Are you fishing in a bathtub, yeah. Steve?
Or a pool?
No. And seriously, we're just joking around. But that did surprise all of us. Like,
I know.
Flicker sheds are awesome.
Yeah.
So if you're not the best troller, there's definitely a time and place for trolling. Right now is a good time for trolling this time of year.
Your hot tub isn't the best spot.
Probably not.
But, you know, you can.
Hey, if there's a walleye in there, I'm going to try it.
It's true.
I'm going to try a flicker.
Yeah.
But anyway, so no, flickers, I think, and I understand that. Anytime you're trolling, you're always questioning, is this the right crankbait? Now, use what
you're comfortable with. Or the right
setup. Yeah. Use what you're comfortable with. If you'd rather fish Hottentots or Rapalas or Flickers, whatever it is, it's what you're comfortable with. All of us, over years and years of fishing, we've really started to narrow down to flicker sheds, and we love them. But we also like, you know, we like little rippers. We like all kinds of stuff, right?
And I think we should start the let's start the question and the conversation right now, because I have heard Rapala called Rapala. I have heard
it's
it
wrong.
But that's what you two say. But I have heard it all over TV. So let's see.
Send in
your email saying how you say it. Do you say it the Brad Mitch way, which is
Rapala,
or do you say it Rapala? What is your way of saying Rapala?
This is not Steve's question.
No, I'm just saying.
But let me.
I want to know. Every time I hear you guys say it, I want to know.
I remember years ago seeing a Rapala commercial on TV, and it even ended Rapala. I mean, it was obvious. Well, that's the company that makes them, Rapala.
Well, maybe that's the American pronunciation.
No.
Maybe the Norwegian pronunciation is Rapala or Rapala.
Well, that maybe there is something to that, but welcome to America, baby. The Rapala is here.
So I'd like to know.
Okay, do you park your boat in your garage? Garage? Or how do you?
I wouldn't even know. Cause
no,
stupid.
No, it's no. A garage.
Well, yeah, but the garage is if you're parking your boat in, you know, Britain, London, England, or something. You know,
okay, we'll see. We'll let everybody tell us.
The first 100
fishing down under,
because we're gonna. This is. Posing that question, now we're going to have a bazillion emails.
That's right.
Just make a comment on Facebook.
It'd be easier on Facebook.
We'll share this.
So I will answer Stevie V.
Stevie V, one of our favorite guys.
Stevie
are you on the next level, Steve V? Because you need to go to the next level.
Yep.
Subscribe
to it.
But anyway.
Stevie V, you only need a quick quick clip, you know, that's it. I don't put a swivel on anything except for if I do a swivel on, I use a very small, like size 22 swivel when I connect my lead to my leader, my mono leader, when I use my lead core rods. And that way it can go up through the eyelets, and actually it can even go all the way onto the reel. But that is a great way to keep from twisting, because that can get pretty nasty and you'll lose your
ball
lead.
Or barrel?
Barrel all the way. I mean, it's just a small barrel swivel, and that's it. I don't hardly ever mess at all with the ones that have the clips on them already. You know, like you see them on the back of bottom bouncers.
Snap swivel.
Snap swivel type. I don't have any.
Well, it sounds
of
like that's what Steve runs a lot. I mean, he mentions snaps.
Well,
and stuff
do you
like
guys
that.
Remember we were at Sterling and we ended up snagging the line of that boat that went behind us?
Oh, yeah.
And they had a crankbait and a snap swivel, a big, giant
snap swivel. It was
like
a 3-inch snap swivel.
It was huge. And I'm thinking to myself, there isn't a fish on this planet that's going to hit this crankbait. Yep.
No. Well, the thing is anytime you're putting extra weight, so crankbaits are designed for and tested at 10-pound mono. That's just what they're tested at, right? And they're tied with a direct tie. So unless you want a direct tie all the time, you're going to get the true vibration, the true running of that crankbait. Now, the only way to mirror that as close as possible without changing weight ratios is to use a small snap clip, not with a swivel. It's just a speed clip, right? I mean, they are like a quarter inch long. They're just a small one because it goes through the eyelet. It's quick for you to change out baits. Yeah. And it doesn't seem to mess with the action of the bait.
Right.
You put a barrel swivel on it, or a snap swivel, I mean, you are going to change the action of the way that bait runs, because when that thing is moving back and forth, it does not allow that bait to dive at its natural curve because of the extra weight in front. It does not work. So can you catch them that way? Yes. I mean, when I fished with my dad for years, that's all he used. That's how I grew up. And it was like, that's what you do, right? Mm-hmm. But when you start refining it, want to start getting better and start getting to the true way that bait works, you should be using a direct tie or a speed clip.
Yep.
That's it. And a small fine wire speed clip.
And those crankbaits should not be back there spinning. So there should be really no need for it. And if they are spinning, you got bigger issues than the swivel. So,
you got to tune it.
You know, there's no reason for it. If you're going to use spinners or slow death, a lot of times 100%. The snap swivel on the, even the snap swivel that comes equipped on the bottom bouncer isn't enough. I will hook a barrel swivel onto the snap swivel and use that because it moves
now
better.
You hook a barrel swivel onto it and use a loop and then put your line back through it. And we use, because it's running off a bouncer, we use another snap swivel.
Okay.
And really the only reason we're doing that off the back of the bouncer, those swivels, the snap swivels that are come stock on a bouncer, they're not the best.
I don't know why.
And
how do you mess that up?
Well,
it's just the cheap. It's the brassy ones. They're just not as smooth. They're not milled.
Right. That's why I love the barrel swivel. I mean, I put that barrel swivel on there and then you're right, I do loop it. I have a loop already tied. I put the loop through and I drop it down through the
We just open up the clip. We have the same loop, but we just open up
the
clip.
Well, then there's no knot.
Yeah. Well, and all we're doing is doubling the swivel. So now instead of one swivel, now we have two, which if anybody fishes death and you do run into problems with it twisting, just put another swivel on it, it fixes it.
It doesn't change the action of your leader at all. But I'm going to tell you this, Steve, and for anybody else that is running cranks and I hope you try the Berkeley's, the Flicker Shads again, because they're not pimping us with a bunch of merchandise and stuff. We're truly telling you that for $4 lure, it's produced hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of fish for us, and it really does work good. But I can't think of one time that any of us have ever ran it with a snap swivel.
Yeah,
it's always a speed clip, and we have direct tied sometimes, but I would say 95 to even higher than that, it's going to be with a speed clip.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wouldn't you guess?
Oh yeah, and they'll run the same direct tie or speed clip. It's just for us. It's way faster, way easier. Mm-hmm. You know, when you get done fishing, you can take your crank off, put it back in the box, and use that little clip that's on your line to hook it onto your eyelet or whatever, and boom, you're stowed. Where if you're tying it direct, either you're leaving your crank on, or if you cut your line, now you have to tie your line on. So it's a slick little thing that makes things easier.
And it doesn't really. I've never seen it affect the way a bait runs because it's that small speed clip.
Yep.
And VMC has them. That's the ones.
All of them. There's Bass Pro ones.
There's even Eagle Claw has them. It's just you want to go with the small one. Don't go with the ones that are like a half inch, three quarter inch.
Yeah, you want to do a a three or a four. Four, I think, is the one I really like. It's just small. It doesn't have to be too big, and it allows the bait to move on there, and it's real quick to switch in and out. But
well, and I'll tell you what, I think out of the three of us, I'm probably the stealthiest one all the time. I always try to be sneaky, and I don't know if it's from bow hunting or what, but I've seen plenty of people catch fish where they'll take a barrel swivel and put the hook on the clip.
I've seen that, yeah.
On a snap swivel, and they'll put it on the snap, wad crawler on, and catch fish.
Yeah.
Okay, so sure, you can. But it, again, with me and what I'm trying to do, I'm trying to be stealthy and sneaking. I'm using fluorocarbon.
Yeah.
I'm tying direct. I don't want that extra junk on my stuff.
But Mitch, I think that is a great point as far as, you hear a lot of people, and I hear this a lot, and I've heard it on, Al Linder has said it, for people to catch a big fish, a big walleye, let's say 6 pounds and up. It is something that happens to them once or twice in a lifetime. The average fisherman, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And we can have summers where we catch, 8, 9, 10, maybe more fish that are 5, 6 pounds or bigger.
Oh, yeah, easy.
Easy, right? And I think that's the difference. The difference is that when you start to pay attention to those details, catching a 6 pound fish is awesome. No matter how many you've caught, it will always be awesome, but it becomes more common because you are now starting to, kind of take it to that next level. You are starting to be sneakier, stealthier. You're paying more attention to the things you're using in order to be consistently more productive.
And you're able to repeat. So yep. The thing a lot about fishing, especially when you're trolling, and Steve, I don't know what you're doing. If you're trolling with spinning rods, or if you're using trolling rods with line counters or whatnot.
Right.
But if you're using line counters and you're putting it behind a board and you're putting it 48 feet because that's what's working, that's what you want to redo, right? So when you're using a barrel swivel or a snap swivel on the front of a crankbait, it's hard to repeat because the dive curve is not the same. The way that swivel will bounce mm-hmm. back and forth is going to change the way that bait reacts. Can you still catch fish? I'm not going to say you can't, but what we're trying to do is the consistency and knowing what you're putting out there that was successful 10 minutes ago is now exactly the same, right?
Yes.
It's running mm-hmm. the same. And now, so here's the thing. So if you are catching them on fives and sevens, and we switch to barrel swivel or snap mm-hmm. swivels, and we put those on there just to see. Now, all of a sudden, you're not catching them on the fives. Why would that be? Because it's making that five not act like it was. I know that if I was out in the boat with you right now, I would probably get rid of them because there's only a couple times that you're going to use a snap swivel. One of them is going to be what you said, anytime to attach it to another bouncer,
yeah.
right? If you're going to be pulling a bouncer or some sort of inline weight system mm-hmm. for a spinner,
mm-hmm.
Because that spinner's spinning, yeah. right? I mean, you need to keep that line from twisting.
Mm-hmm.
And because that is a direct pull with the Colorado blade or Indiana blade or whatever.
Or you hook it onto a dipsy or a jet yeah. dive or something like
something
that.
Something like a jet dive. Yes, exactly. Because that thing can overtake that swivel. When you're talking about a spinner, it's going to be a direct line straight. That mm-hmm. Colorado blade is going to spin on the clevis. It doesn't require a dive curve, right? The weight is what requires that dive curve. So if you have that extra little bit of barrel swivel on, or God, I keep saying barrel swivel, that snap mm-hmm. swivel on there, and then you're putting a 1 ounce snap weight on it. Let's say you're doing a 50-50 right. method with it. That is not going to change how that spinner runs because it's still going to pull straight. But on a crank, it's going to make all the difference in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is. Mm-hmm. But you can still catch fish on them. You're still going to because as kids, that's how I was taught to do it. That's how my dad knew how to do it. And that's just what you did. But after doing it years and years and years, you start fine-tuning that. And I think that go out and try the Berkleys.
Well, but
direct tie them or yeah. use a speed clip.
Well, and I don't even know if it necessarily it is how it affects how it runs, which it should, but it's a lot of bulk on the front of that crankbait. I mean, I think it's going to make it look more unnatural.
The profile.
It's just, there's a ton at the end of that line.
It could be all that. And yeah, here's the thing, it might not make it run different, but right. I know that when you can repeat something that's successful, and take our successes, what you can repeat is something successful, is that it's a direct tie or speed hoops. We've had this, we've direct tied hundreds of times because I can't find the speed clips. Where the hell are they? But and I am not going to put on a snap swivel to pull my cranks.
Well, when
I
would do, rather direct when tie. You do jerk too. Baits, you should direct tie.
100%.
So it's one of those things where, you know, yeah, that's a, you know, something that we do often. But, yeah, I've seen that before. Or, you know, you'll grab somebody's line with your crankbait or something. You'll pull it up, and it's this big mess of swivels
or whatever.
Yeah, from the bottom. Yeah, it's this big mess of swivels and mm-hmm. baits, and you know, stuff here, stuff there, and the art of fishing is like you said, trying to be stealthy, right? Trying to be, you know, the recreate that consistency and
natural.
I mean, I get very, very anal about. All that kind of stuff. I mean, mm-hmm. I am, you know, I think even more than both of you, I get mm-hmm. very, like, you know, I want it to be this way because it's going to be efficient. It's going to be right. This is
well, and another thing mm-hmm. too, before I forget, and Steve, you didn't ask this question, but, I've seen guys do it. I have never done this. Maybe you guys have, of using a snap swivel on a jig head when you're vertical.
No, but I've seen that.
I have never done that. I've seen guys do it, and it just completely throws off what you should be doing.
Unnecessary.
Well, again, a lot of times I see snap swivels when we catch somebody else's line and you pull up their rig that's been on the bottom of the lake for 2 months. And it's like, what in the world is this contraption?
Yeah.
And that's usually the scenario. It's got a snap clip, a jig, you know,
God
whatever.
Knows what else? And it's just this big pile of, and it weighs 1,000 pounds. You're like, golly, what is all this?
So real quick, with Steve, and Steve, great question. Sorry, we ribbed you and stuff, but that's just how we are, right? We have fun.
You probably expect it.
Yeah. But I'm going back to you haven't caught a fish on a flicker shed yet. So here's what I'd recommend right now. Use a number 7, go 2 miles an hour. If you don't have a line counter rod and you're just using your like a spinning reel or whatever, maybe you'd be better off getting it farther back behind the boat. So if you think you're quite a ways back, let out more line. But I think right now, right around 2 miles an hour is good. A number 7 is good. Wouldn't you guys agree?
Yep.
This late summer. And truly, there's a lot of fish that are suspended. It's a great time to get your first fish on a flicker shed.
Absolutely. One of the best times of the year.
Steve, go out this weekend. Whatever your plans were, cancel them.
TV evangelist Steve.
Go out there, and I want you to fish flicker sheds, and I want a picture.
Yeah, send us a picture.
Steve is going to be – here's the thing.
Now the pressure's on.
Yes.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. We will post it on our website under the Big Bite series.
Yep.
No matter what you catch, I don't care if he catches an 11-inch cigar. I want that picture.
Yeah,
well, I'm going to be proud of Steve.
If Steve sends us a pic, why don't we use it when we do this podcast?
We can't
because
he won't know about it.
He's not going to know about it.
Oh yeah,
yeah. This is what we're working with.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
Sorry, everyone.
A little slower than others. The elevator doesn't quite go to the top sometimes.
I was thinking that we were talking.
Well, that'd be
direct.
A great idea.
I got a great idea, guys. I got a great idea, guys.
What do you think, Steve?
If,
come on.
What if?
I don't know why though, because we get a lot of emails. We go through a lot of emails on podcast requests, and this one kind of struck all of us. So Steve, thank you for sending this out. I hope that what we've talked about will help guide you a little bit on what
makes
we
sense.
Think what we think about barrel swivels, snap swivels, speed clips, direct ties, and all that stuff. And we really appreciate you sending in your question. For everybody else out there, we go through a lot of them, but that's where we get a lot of our ideas to what we're going to talk about, is because what you guys want to hear. So make sure anybody out there listening, if you want us to talk about a certain subject or whatever it is, we get through them. Most of the time we can get through a lot of them. A lot of them will kind of like merge together, right? But alleyesonfishing@gmail.com. Send us your request, just like Stevie V did. Stevie V. Now it's Stevie V.
Yeah, it's like Stevie just joined the family. Stevie V.
Stevie V. And Steve, if you ever are out in Colorado, give us, drop us a line, and we'll go out you and get you on your first fish with a flicker.
Jeez, look at, he's making all kinds of promises.
Well, as long as he can go 30 times. Promise him in 30 times. No, but hey, from everybody at All Eyes on Fishing, thanks for following us. Thanks for sharing us. And we really appreciate it. Thanks again.
This has been All Eyes on Fishing. Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard, go ahead and subscribe to The Next Level. And you can hear longer podcasts and more information on all of your favorite topics. And check us out at alleyesonfishing.com for apparel, blogs, and other information. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. All Eyes on Fishing, leading you to the next level.